Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. We connect a worldwide community of entrepreneurs on radio, TV, and online. Tom Beers is my guest, and Tom and I have known each other for a long time, but not really. I mean, we just our paths kind of crossed this way and
multiple,
back.
Well, yeah, you were at the Turner Empire, right, in its heyday, and so
we,
was I.
And we share the same loves. Being happy,
right,
and driving good cars.
That's exactly right.
And he's got the cars, I don't. When you get somebody to work for you, what is it that you look for? I mean, you're almost too energetic to work for. I mean, you got all the ideas.
In building a business, you know, what you really try to do is you build a culture. You know, and that culture comes from the head down. First and foremost, every show I ever made, I was there first. You know, I got on that crab fishing boat first before anybody else did. I got up on those ice road truckers, and I got on those ice roads before anybody else. Yeah. In fact, funny story. I'm up on an ice road up above Yellowknife in Canada, above the Arctic Circle. And I'm looking to just set up a shot. I just want to have a shot for the sun is barely going up. It goes up for maybe an hour a day. It's the middle of winter. It's about 40 below zero.
I've been there.
Yeah, and I'm walking along the road, and I'm looking, and I'm all by myself. And I left my truck. You leave your truck running, you know, you don't, because they don't start. You're dead if they don't start. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden, a gust of wind comes, and my eyes freeze shut, both of them. And I'm sitting there going, well, this is really an interesting dilemma. It's 40 below outside. The wind's blowing, howling like crazy. I don't have a clue where my car is. And I literally, and all I could do was get on my hands and knees with my eyes closed and try and hear the truck running and crawl to my truck. It took me about an hour to get in the truck and thaw my eyes out. But it's like those kind of moments.
Yeah.
But when you tell those moments to the guys, you know, they go, okay, if he can do it, then I can do it. And that was always the case. If you don't lead by example, you don't have followers, you know. And I don't want followers. I want guys that are just going to go with me.
You know, it's funny. I was in Shaktulik, which is up in that area in Alaska, and we got out of the plane and we landed, and we were going to bring some dental work to some kids up there. We're doing the Iditarod.
Mm-hmm.
And an Eskimo walks up to me and says, how are the Sixers going to do this year? I mean, so the world is so, you know, it's so small now.
Did I tell you, I had that same thing happen to me. I was in, I was shooting in Africa. I was in Kenya, up in Bigoria, this little game preserve way north of Kenya, of Nairobi. And this young game ranger, I remember his name. His name was Willem Kimisop.
Yeah.
And this is 22 years ago. And he walks up to the Time Warner takeover. He walks up to me and says, no, so tell me, Tom. He says, well, how will the Time Warner takeover affect the stock? And I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, this is some kid in northern
what
Kenya.
What just happened?
I mean, asking me about the effects of takeovers and acquisitions in stock? I was like stunned. But the world got small so fast.
Damn.
You know, and it's changing now. I mean, all the media, the stuff. I mean, I swear, I mean, you know, all the clients and the people I've worked with over the years, all the networks and stuff, I think 5 years from now, half of them will be gone.
Yeah.
I think this whole, the evolution of media is really, really, it's accelerated. I mean, it's so fast. And it amazes me that the kind of curated television. Here's a statistic I read recently, that people watch an average of 3.5 hours. It's 3 hours and 40 minutes of television a day. But this year is the first time that media, consuming media, not television product, has overlapped television. So people are online, on Facebook, you know, doing whatever, Twitter, whatever, three hours and 58 minutes. So it's more, and I'm realizing as well, there's something else is happening, and that is that if you look at your media consumption, if you can consume 5 hours of media, I'm a perfect example. Maybe I consume 4 hours of media a day. In the old days, I'd get up in the morning, I'd put on a morning show. You know, I'd watch Fox in the morning or something, Steve and the girls. You know, they'd be on for 2 hours background. You know, I'd come home at night, I'd say, okay, what's in the schedule? Okay, I'd sit down, I'd watch for 3 hours. All of a sudden now, I realize that in the morning, I'm on Facebook. I never turn my TV on anymore.
Where's it going, Tom?
I think there's going to be a lot of constriction and consolidation, and I think that a lot of networks are going to basically go. As you can see, the Viacom networks have really, really had a tough time of late. You know, VH1, MTV.
It's not going to get easier for them.
And how relevant are they anymore? You know, especially in that genre when you're basically pushing to young people who don't even consume that media anymore anyway. They don't watch TV. So I think that there's some really big challenges going on. And I think the IP is one thing, but I don't think that the advertisers are basically are run away in droves, you know, and I think that once that money starts drying up like that, I mean, you know, our budgets are starting to shrink now.
But, you know, you think about where television is going, there's no schematic anymore. I mean, we're talking about this. And why aren't people figuring that out? You have. I mean, well, you have the luxury to figure it out.
Yeah, but I think the challenge that everybody has is they just want to be entertained. They, we don't want to think about this. You know, I mean, it's just like, hey, where's my show now? You know, I heard
that's the old line. The great thing about television is that it gives people what they want. The problem is what they want.
Yeah, exactly. But also, there's the identity of that. I mean, every network wants to be somebody else. So it's really gotten very, very confusing. And I think where it's all going is coming down to one simple thing: curation. You know what I mean? If I know who you are, Pat O'Brien, and you could tell me that if I watched your channel, I know I'd see some great sporting events. I'd see some great sporting interviews. I'd hear some great interviews of famous, well-known people, of scholars. I mean, I know exactly if you curated a channel what I'd watch. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the key to, I think, going forward, what the future of television is. There'll be a lot of curated channels. I think the channels that have lost their way, they're will no longer be relevant, you know, and I think that's really the key to it.
It's not so much brand, right? It's trust.
But some do have brand. They have both. If you look at National Geographic Explorer, National Geographic, everybody knows what that says, yeah. what that's supposed to mean, you know, and for a while they got lost, but now they're back on track. Discovery, you know, but some channels. And I love the people at Spike and at True, but I have no idea who they are anymore. You know what I mean? And I think that's, you're fighting for relevancy, and who you are in this universe is really, really important, because people do. I know when I turn on Discovery what I'm going to see. You know, I'm going to see animals. I'm going to see tough jobs. You know, I'm going to see guys working with their hands and making stuff. You know, I know that's what I'm going to see. In some channels, they're trying to serve everybody. It's broadcasting and cable, and it's not working.
You can't please everybody.
No.
Do you feel that the audience, how did you ever know they'd watch a show about fishing?
It's a funny story. You know, because I came out of the broadcast business, so mm-hmm. I was at Turner Broadcasting for 11 years, and I ran all of National Geographic Explorer, Audubon. I was Jacques Cousteau's executive producer for 6 years. So every time those shows, I would look at every one of those shows, I'd screen them, and I'd look at the ratings, and I could see there was always, when there was a tough job, particularly Americans in tough jobs, because mm-hmm. they didn't do a lot of that, it would spike a rating. So I saw, when I walked out, I had that information in the back of my head. So I was looking for a tough job somewhere, you know, and so I found the Alaska stuff. So, it's really paying attention to research and doing your homework.
How do you bounce back from what you perceive as a failure?
Well, luckily for me, you know, I've always, you know, when I was really making TV shows, you know, I'd have three or four productions going on at the same time. So it was always, okay, that one didn't work. What's next?
Yeah.
You know, so that was really kind of fun. And I'll tell you my favorite story. About 4 or 5 years ago, I looked at the TV guide. And this is, to me, if you ask me my high point of my career is that I had a show on every night in prime time on a different network. Seven shows on it, seven nights on seven different networks.
Now that, I can't think of anybody else who's done that.
I don't think anybody's ever done that.
Can you still buy the TV guide?
Yeah, but it shows up as a big one.
Yes,
like
it does.
It's
not
some magazine.
I like the little one.
Yeah, the little one was. Do you remember when you were a kid and the new seasons would come in? And, I mean, I'd study those books. You know, what are the new shows? You know, Get Smart. I mean, all these
and I remember they're all laid out for you.
Yeah, they were. They had the grids out, and you'd look at them, and I'd go. I actually plan my screening nights based on those grids.
And I'd always draw a line. This is when I got to go to bed. So I got to look above this. I guess I can watch Get Smart.
Right.
But I can't watch The Honeymooners. I don't know. It's crazy.
But that was like the Sears catalog. Remember when you got the Christmas one that would show up when you were a kid, and it was like, oh my God, what's the new toys? I mean, those. I think they missed that. These kids don't have that. They say instead of looking for something, I heard a kid say this once. He said, you know what? If the show is good enough, it'll find me.
No, and then, you know why? Because they got that thing in their hand all day.
Yeah, but it'll find me.
By the way, so do I.
As opposed to me looking at, I mean, I remember pulling all the programming grids. Okay, this is my Tuesday. I'm going to go ABC, ABC, CBS,
those are the
NBC.
Days. Now we sound like a couple of old men. But
yeah,
we're not.
We are.
No, we're not. Who's your favorite entrepreneur before we go? Or is there one?
Mark Cuban, I've always thought, I've got a soft spot in my heart. You know, I think that Musk is just doing these incredible stuff. I think those guys, to me, embody everything. And the page, the Google guys. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think they're doing everything right, and I think they're taking big risks, which I love.
And it's not so much about money; it's about the risk and the accomplishment. Right?
Let me tell you something. I mean, you know, money is, as I've said before, money was just it's a byproduct of success. You know, to me, the success in itself is what really matters. You know, and money is like it's fun, but it's not. You know.
Tom, thank you. We'll talk again. And
Mr.
thank
O'Brien.
You for the nice car. You gave me the 1969 GTO.
Yeah, I got the keys. Let me get them.
Get them to before I go. Tom Beers, thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure, my friend.
You're watching Business Rockstars, connecting worldwide a community of entrepreneurs like Tom, and not all like Tom, on radio, TV, and online. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for watching.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves and delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love it.
Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Everybody, I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to Business Rockstars, connecting a worldwide community of you, entrepreneurs, on radio, TV, and online. And my guest today is actually Tom Beers, and I have been circling each other for about 25 years. We've worked at Turner together, Paramount together, and we've just sort of been circling around waiting for this one moment, Tom, so it better be good, okay?
It's a collision course we were on.
It's fun to talk to you because you've always got something going. And now you're doing... basically starting another company, but doing nothing, right?
Yeah, well, it's funny.
Is that way?
No, I know, but I love the idea of that. I mean, I actually thought about that. You know, after about 8 months ago, I retired, basically. I was a CEO of Fremantle, so I was running American Idol, America's Got Talent, and a number of shows, and running other companies that I had acquired. And I was on boards and all that stuff, and I realized that after working for 32 straight years, going to work every day, with the exception of vacations and holidays, I'm like, you know what? I want to just stop, take a break, and see what the world basically. You know, it's almost like, you know, it's like you never look back because they're gaining on you. You know, you once in a while you just got to stop and look back and see what, you know, what do I got? What's the detritus behind me? What have I brought along? So I realized I looked back and had this big pile of all sorts of stuff that I had. You know, I had a bunch of cars and I had a bunch of houses and a bunch of everything. And I said, you know, wait a minute, stop, slow down here. What am I doing all this for?
It's the old Satchel Paige line. Never look back. But let's talk about some of this. Monster Garage, Monster House, Plastic Surgery, Lobster Wars. Of course, the Emmys came from
Deadliest Catch.
You know, coming up with an idea as simple as that. Let's go shoot a bunch of guys fishing. I don't mean to...
But, you know, I got to be honest with you. That's one of my funniest, my favorite stories. When that show got on the air, every network said, you know, I would have ordered that. I would. If you'd have come in and pitched me that, I would have ordered it. But
That's why we don't work for networks anymore.
You know, it cracks me up, though, because in essence, okay, if I'd have walked in, the only reason I sold that show was because I got on a boat and I filmed that, and then I came back with this incredible footage. I was up in Alaska, up in Dutch Harbor, and we took off, and in 2 days, I'm 200 miles at sea, going north in the Bering Sea, running into the worst storm in 40 years. Waves are pushing 40 feet, the wind's cresting 70 knots, it's insane. Two boats sink, seven guys drown, never even found the bodies, and I just kept filming. So I come back with all this material, and I flew to D.C. to see the Discovery guys. I said, look, there's something here. I really could make a really big series out of this. So they gave me a few dollars, and I went back and made it. But that's how I sold that show. If I had tried to sell that show, this is the pitch. Okay, I'm going to get on a boat, one boat, right, that's traveling maybe about 10 miles an hour, and I'm going to film these guys, and what they're going to do is they're going to grind up some fish, and they're going to put it in a box, and then they're going to put it inside this big, big box, and they're going to drop it overboard, and then they're going to do it again. And then they're going to do it again. They're going to do it 200 times. And then they're going to turn around to go back, and they're going to lift one pot up. And they'll be crabbing it, or they won't be crabbing it. And then they'll pull up the next one. They're going to be crabbing it, they won't be crabbing it. It's like, if I'd have sold, there's no way anybody would have commissioned that show.
Tom Beers is our guest. Isn't it better to pitch a show with the content, like as you said, already there.
Yeah.
I mean, well, like you say, it's hard to explain something great.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I think, and as the years went on, I mean, the easy part for me is that it became more of a shorthand. So I could actually sell a concept, but only because everybody knew that I actually knew how
sell
to make
it on
a
your
show.
Name, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, how to make a show. But in the old days, I mean, beginning, yeah, you really need it. And still, it's all about today, the world of reality television is all about characters. You know, process is secondary. It's more character that's driven than anything else.
Tom Beers is our guest. I used to always say that professional football didn't begin until Joe Namath, because he brought in drama and sex
and a backstory. You know,
and a backstory.
Yeah.
And you can forget the year. I'm sorry, but you can forget the years before Super Bowl III. I mean, when he guaranteed it, the whole thing. Yeah. That's when the NFL started.
You know, it's really true. It's funny, and we found that. And when I made the first crab fishing shows, just like the Ice Road Trucking shows, and you know, the Axemen shows, and Bering Sea Coal, all those shows. You know, you start out. I make shows for men. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, from the very beginning, I make shows for men. And I've realized in over these 32 years of working at Turner Broadcasting, as you know, in Paramount and my own company, I realize that men are very kind of simple beings, you know? They like sporting events. And I actually created the shows like a sporting event. Every show I make has a score at the end. You want to know who won and who lost. What's the crab count? What's the log count? So in essence, you need to know who won and who lost. I mean, and guys, it was a very simple formula. You know, tough job, exotic location, high risk, high rewards. That's it, because we all know. Guys know they go to work every day. They know exactly within 10 cents of what their paycheck's going
to
be.
And men like to watch things that they can't do. We'll get to that in a minute. You're watching Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. That's Tom Beers. We connect a worldwide community of you, entrepreneurs on television, radio, and online. 5 Emmys, that says something.
Couple. Yeah,
I mean, a
couple of things.
Do they mean anything to you? Well, it's accomplishment, right?
Well, you know, I used to laugh about that when I won the first one. I told my wife, I said, "Isn't this great?" I said, "Now my obituary is taken care of. Emmy-winning producer Tom Beers dies." But little did I know that 2 weeks later I'd have a heart attack. And I didn't mean now. I mean, I went way in the future, and I was hoping it would be say 3 or 5-time Emmy winner.
I was ready.
I wasn't ready. It's a true story, man. As I literally, I said, "This will be my obituary. It's taken care of." And then I had a heart attack.
You know, we both know a lot of people that made enough money and earned it and can walk away. Not many do.
No. You know, I don't know about you, but I mean, I never got in this business to get rich. I really didn't. I got in this business to pay my bills. But I got in this business because I liked doing what I was doing. You know, there's a lot of things. I always love the story about passion. It's like, you know, if you're passionate about something, you're going to be successful. I don't think that's the case. I believe that you start doing something, you don't know if you're passionate about it or not until you find out you're good at it.
Or that you love it.
Yeah, but if you're good at it, then you start to love it. And then if you love it, then you become passionate about it. You know, so in essence, it grew. I mean, I was an actor back in the 60s in New York. I mean, I've been in this business a long time, you know. So basically, it just took me 40 years to get where, you know, I've always said that it's not a destination, it's a journey, and I'm still on it.
But, you know, a lot of men, a lot of people aspire to be what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that once I got the passion for broadcasting, then I found out I was actually pretty good at it.
Right.
You know, and then you walk into a room knowing that, and pardon me, but knowing that you're the smartest guy in the room or the most talented guy in the room. And that, to me, is where you want to be.
Yeah. Until you get in that room, I'll tell you a funny story. About 4 years ago, I was at a film festival.
You disagree with me?
No. Okay. I was at a film festival. And it was a mountain film festival. And I'm standing in a room with 50 people. And all of a sudden, I look around this room, and I realize there are 30 of these 50 people between the ages of 18 and 80 that had stood on the top of Everest. 30 of the 50 had stood on top of Everest, and I never even made it to base camp. You know what I mean? So I might be good at one thing, but I turn around and I see something like that, and I'm in awe. That's the fun part about our lives, too, is that we intersect with a lot of other people who are really, really good at what they do. You know, and to me, being the smartest guy in the room, I don't know, I'd rather be filled with a room with everybody smarter than me.
Right.
You know, that'd be more fun.
Are you more into the creativity of it or just getting it done?
Oh, geez, you know, that's that great formula. It's kind of like, you know, when you're writing a song, what comes first, the lyrics or the music,
exactly.
You know? It's always, you know, the process is so incredibly difficult and different for every project that we do. It just, you know, it just it's a process in itself, and it figures itself out. Kind of like it's an O'Brien, it'll figure itself out.
It's a Beers. It's an O'Brien.
No, that's it.
Sounds like a bad law firm. O'Brien and Beers. Or a night out. One of the two. You're watching Business Rockstars. We connect you, a world of communities and entrepreneurs all over the world, on radio, TV, and offline and online. It's Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are significantly more optimistic than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead. According to the Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 54% plan to hire in 2017, and 71% expect their revenue to increase, more than 20 percentage points higher than their non-Hispanic counterparts. The survey also reveals the critical role of family, with 63% of Hispanic entrepreneurs reporting that family members help run their business. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
Hispanic small businesses play a critical role in driving local economies and job growth. And the incredible optimism toward revenue and hiring shows great promise to continue this trend in 2017. Perhaps contributing to the higher optimism is a strong role that family plays, with close to half of Hispanic business owners reporting intentions to pass on their business to a loved one.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Are you living with a glowing prostate?
The club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Aaron Condren, is our guest. We're talking about organizing, yet we've cluttered up the set just to show some of the accessories you can get with this. She makes planners, and if you think you have to do it all on your iPhone or your device or your iPad, you don't, right? And I think a lot of people wouldn't admit to this. Am I right?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of interesting.
I've got to check my book. Really? You don't put it on your iPhone?
You do, but yeah. Some of my best friends say, you really bring that big book with you, yeah. You know, around town? And I do, but what I find that more and more people are doing is almost treating it like a real-time scrapbooking. And so they might use a sticker, or there's a Polaroid zip camera that we, or printer that we sell. It's a little printer that sticks in your pocket. And I could print up a picture of us right now and then stick it in, you know, what a great day with Pat O'Brien. So it's almost become this real-time memory book. She keeps them, she references, looks back at them, you know. So it's become more, I like to say, more than just scheduling every day, but truly celebrating every day.
Let's talk about scalability.
Whew, that's been tough.
Well, maybe not then.
Yeah, no, we can talk about it.
No,
I'm not going to stress me out. I think that it's important as an entrepreneur. You know, I think it's, I remember my business partner saying this, you know, that anybody can have a great idea and be an entrepreneur. Many people can and have that spirit. But to make that jump to become a successful business person is very challenging.
Good point, yeah.
And I remember thinking that. And
you
it's true.
My dad used to say, work works. I mean, you actually have
you
to
do.
Work the work. Yeah.
And what doesn't work sometimes is uncomfortable. So some of those emotional decisions, and I might have hired a babysitter initially, and maybe she wasn't right for that position as we were scaling or whatnot. I mean, so just making some of those rough decisions. I mean, we've gone from, like I said, printing myself and having full control from my garage, excuse me, right. To, you know, two full state-of-the-art printing facilities that are, we have over 250 employees. So it's been tough.
Now, Erin Condren is our guest, and she makes
life planners.
Life planners. I was just trying to think. It makes everything. How important was that to your business?
Oh, it's been incredible, and it's been so
easy?
Difficult.
Oh, difficult. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, what is fueling this brand has been incredible of these communities and the social media and the girls that love it and post it and talk about it and share their experiences and collaborate. And that's what I'm most proud of when I see somebody that's fighting cancer or, you know, losing 100 pounds or doing different things that they're using this book to really coach them through. But it can be brutal, you know, if I'm late on an order, God forbid, you know, oh, must be nice to be in Burbank today when my order's late, you know, I mean, just, it's pretty brutal.
What are the couple things that an entrepreneur needs to do to stay ahead of the game?
You surround yourself with talented people. You really, I mean, at this point now, I look at my team of executives that I can be here, and they're there, and they've got that. So that was the hard part, to be able to give up control as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, do that. Because you have to trust the people that you hire.
You do.
So how do you hire?
It doesn't always work out, right? I mean, we've been through not too many. I have to say the attrition rate is very low. We've created a culture where I think they love to be there, love the product. I always think it would be, I say that in meetings sometimes, aren't you glad we're not making tires or light bulbs? I mean, this is kind of fun. We
need
can
tires
talk
too,
about
by the way. Yeah.
Everybody needs a tire, but everybody needs a book. But we do create a culture of fun. So I think it's really authentic, the lifestyle brand that we're creating, because we feel it and live it and breathe it
right.
At work.
Erin Condren is our guest, and she makes these day planners. Everything comes with accessories these days.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is accessories.
Oh my gosh. We have
Show me.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, everything, whether it's, you know, a variety of you know, designer pencils. You know, a few months ago I said there's highlighters out there, but there's not cute highlighters, right? You just buy a highlighter. So, you know, the idea is just to come out with colorful and fun. Stickers is a big part. Those are some, I think those are all wrapped up. Those are some colored pencils.
Right.
Stickers has become a huge part of my brand.
I think a lot of people thought with the Steve Jobs made it impossible to have this stuff on the market.
There's a balance. I mean, I won't deny that we're not working on an app. You know, there's some kind of app that we're going to connect to this book. But I think you can't replace that girl. And if you Google Erin Condren Life Planner and see the way that this girl is stickering, I mean, I see these girls at these conferences, and I'm like, I'm not worthy. I mean, mine is color coded, and mine has some great tools to learn from, but wow, these girls are taking it to another level. Yeah. And they're the ones that are fueling the accessories that they need and want, and we're giving it to them.
And guess what? You can't hack into them.
No, right? No, you can't. Well, I guess you could drop it into the pool, but, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, especially with little kids, that I'd see my son over the toilet. No,
right.
The phone.
What were the biggest obstacles in getting this point across? Like, yes, I can do it.
Well, I think there's a couple different things. I think the expectations for myself and what I say to other entrepreneurs that I truly think that you can, if you believe it, you can achieve it, right? You can do anything and everything, but not all at once. So I've even made the example, I read somewhere that Vera Wang started her company at 40. It'll come with time. And so it's been a 10-year journey for me. So the ideas that I had early on that maybe I couldn't afford to do this book, for example, a lot of the components cost, you know, a lot of money to build this book that I couldn't have done early on.
Right.
So waiting and being smart about those decisions, I think, is key.
I know Vera Wang, and she walks around with a book all the time.
Oh, I need to get her one.
You know?
Sure, I don't know. She has
one.
Mine.
How many do you sell, and how much money are you making?
Oh, my goodness.
It's none of my business. But
yeah, no, it's a pretty interesting question. It's funny. Someone said to my husband the other day, your wife still got that sticker gig? And he sort of laughed, yeah, she's still making those stickers. Crazy to think that we've doubled in business every year over year. We did $40 million in sales last year, which is just exciting and incredible. I don't doubt that we can continue to double that as we grow internationally. 10% of our sales this last year were from Canada and New Zealand and Australia and abroad. So those are big numbers for a sticker girl, I think. I think it's going to get out of just organizational products. So
can I get the Canadian price on one of these? If I buy one? We are here to inspire, inform, and connect entrepreneurs all over the world, like Aaron Condren. I'm Pat O'Brien, business rock stars. So going internationally, what is that? Because a lot of entrepreneurs want to, you know, expand, obviously, across the globe. What problems does that entail?
Well, luckily,
hurdles. No, there's no problem.
Yeah, there are challenges, or everybody'd be doing it. Mm-hmm. I think that the biggest right now, the biggest setback for the gal that wants it overseas from us is international shipping fees, mm-hmm. and the tariffs and the duties and the things that have to be collected if we ship from the U.S. to Canada. So by opening hubs that can produce there and ship for less, I think we'll be able to fuel this whole planning community overseas. So, you know, again, that's key. That is where my partner kicks in. That's where he and his development teams, where they're out doing the due diligence to find out what countries, what books. Are we going to translate in German first, Japanese? But there's a need for this, a want for this, and I'm excited to be, hopefully, one of the first to pioneer it overseas.
Well, that's the thing, if I could look at
sure.
it. How do you keep this stuff current? I mean, is there ever going to be a new way of doing a calendar?
We know that there is the gal that wants to spend the time on our site that will build it, right? So she'll build it. She'll put in anniversaries and dates that are perpetual. We'll print that on demand. It'll cost more, but we're working on that sort of functionality as well. So it arrives, and it already has your birthday in it.
How do you what about a competition?
I think people call
heating up or eating up?
Heating up.
I was hoping you'd say I'm eating up.
Heating up. You know, what is the saying? Flattery is the, you know, most... flattery, best compliment
that, yeah.
is flattery or whatever. Yes and no. It's getting, you know, I think I'm. They call me the planner lady, and I may have started this, but there's a lot of good books coming out there. But I think that pushes my team and I to be even more creative, more collaborative with our customer, and nobody's really having that connection like we are as a brand.
Aaron Condren's our guest. So now I go to these paper stores, because I love papers, and I love seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But you see so many different kinds of things. How does yours stand out?
I think because it is customizable.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she does have... She can
Tell
choose,
me how that works.
Well, she can choose the color coil. She can choose a gold coil, a black coil, a rose gold, anything that's trending. I mean, I've come from the fashion world. I feel like this is a fashionable accessory. If I'm going to carry it with me everywhere, it's going to have a bag that matches, so she can have her bag that goes along with... I think that's what makes it unique, makes it different. People say, well, what is it about this calendar? I said, is it silly to say it's cute?
What are the three things that every entrepreneur should know that you got to have down when you go into a business?
One is, like I said, being fiscally responsible from day one. I think that is so key, and not spending all your money and worrying about the inventory that might bury
you. That's a good point, right?
It really is. You know, I can't stress that enough. Two is... surrounding yourself with help, even as you know. I think I'm such a control freak and always have been. But
we
I think
all are.
Early
all
on,
creative people are control freaks.
But when you have twins and you're a twin mom and you only have two arms, you realize, oh, I do need help.
Right.
I need someone to even open that door
for
me.
Put your kids to work. Come on. I'm joking. Go ahead.
No, but even when I'm shipping orders and I'm loading the boxes at the, you know, the USPS back in the day, I needed help. I needed somebody to open the door. So ask, being able to ask for help, being able to identify that you can't do it all, I think that is key. And then I just think is, for me as a mompreneur, getting rid of that guilt of being a working mom. I think it's more of realizing I'm not going to be the room mom. I might not be the team mom. I might miss out on a few things. But now that my kids are older, they're so proud of what I've
Right. The only thing you need to be is a good mom.
That too, yeah. And that's tough to be all of it.
Where do you want this to be in 5 years?
Boy, I think it can be so much more than, you know, a planner company. I think I by nature, am an entertainer. I love to cook. My husband's in the restaurant bar business. When we have one night off, we throw a party. I can see my motto has always been...
You write your next party down.
I'm telling you, we throw some doozies. But I like, my motto has been, let's get it done so we can have some fun. I said that to my kids early on. Like, let's stop crying about this, guys. Get your homework done so we can have some fun.
And you have no lines on your face. It looks like you have no worries.
Oh, please. That's why I'm wearing my hat today.
Yeah, I love the hat. I just opened it up. You are capable of wonderful things. Is everybody capable of doing something
Absolutely.
Like this?
It's finding that confidence. It's finding that inspiration to do it. And whatever it takes, everybody is capable of wonderful things.
What's my birthday again?
Oh, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Oh, you did say Valentine's Day. Oh, I thought you said you needed to remember Valentine's
write that.
Day.
Is this your book?
Yes, I'll turn it to February. I will mark it in there.
Well, thank you very much. And go on. You go online to AaronCondren.com, and where do you go for more of these books? How many books do people order a year?
That is so interesting that you ask that, because what I've just learned, I was at a planner conference, believe it or not, there are planner conferences, and 19% of the women there have more than one book. So they're scheduling maybe their meal
plan. Planner conference?
Yeah. So they have one that might be for journaling. They have one that might be for meal planning. That one might be for work. Right. One for play. So thankfully they're buying more than one book. But like I said, we sold 500,000 last year, and I hope to double that this year.
I'm guessing that everybody at that conference is on time for all the meetings.
It better be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, great idea.
Thank you.
Can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
Thank you very much, Aaron Condren. From, she makes these books. And you thought they were out of style? They're not. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs all over the world. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1140 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1140 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1140.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
NASDAQ private market
25, 35, 50 or older?
If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This is Business Rockstar.
We are here to inspire, to inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Glad to have you here. G.K. Parrish Philp is with us. He is the co-founder of Shopswell. What is Shopswell?
Shopswell is a community of shoppers that come together to help each other shop smarter together.
That's my word, community of entrepreneurs.
Community of entrepreneurs.
But
right.
There are so many shopping apps. What makes yours better?
Really, foremost...
It's not an app.
Foremost...
Is
the community itself. Mm-hmm. And then we do believe that our mission helps differentiate us. There's so many shopping apps, but so many of them are trying to sell something or exploit your privacy data or do something that's just, you know, not really beneficial to the consumers. We're really trying to help people shop smarter.
Right. Why did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, we saw some real problems in online shopping. It was like a Dickens novel. It was the best of times and the worst of times. Amazon can drop something that you've ordered onto your doorstep in an hour, which is magical. But trying to figure out what thing to order is becoming increasingly difficult.
What do you mean, like brand or thing?
Just if you were shopping for something and you don't know exactly what to get, you don't know what's right for you, just doing the research and paging through all of these blogs and the information, you're not sure if they're just affiliate marketing to you, and then you log into Facebook and you're being retargeted with all these ads, and you're like, who is looking at my browsing history? It just seemed like it was very, very seedy and chaotic. There are all these price comparison engines that aren't really giving you the best price. They're all kind of pay to play. So we saw a real opportunity to kind of disrupt the upfront shopping experience.
Can you guarantee all those things?
We don't track the products that you're looking at. We don't keep track of your browsing history. We don't pay anybody for selling a specific product or shilling for a brand.
How many people work for you?
We have about 7.
Uh-huh. And what do they all do? They all just spend all their time on the web looking for different shopping
things. Oh, boy. You know, in a startup like this, everybody wears so many hats. You know, people have their area of specialization and expertise, but they're doing so many different things. We have a person who does really just coding and product development and technology. We have somebody who's an expert in social media marketing. We have a business development guy who's just an absolute rock star at sales and developing relationships. But in any given day, we're all just slashing around.
G.K. Parrish Philp is our... it's almost a French name, G.K. But it's G.K.
Long story.
We're gonna go, that's all right. We're going to go with G.K. We have plenty of time, by the way. from Shopswell. He's a co-founder of Shopswell. We were talking earlier that there's, I mean, you said thousands. I don't know if it's thousands, right? But there are many, many shopping websites, a lot of them. And the holidays, I assume, are your biggest time. But now it's year-round, right?
It is. It's really a year-round thing.
Because of the convenience of shopping online?
Absolutely. It's the convenience. The prices are often better online. It's just easy, and you do it from the comfort of your home without wasting a lot of gasoline driving all over the place.
And that's what gets people like me in trouble.
It can.
I'll sit there online and shop, and all of a sudden 20 boxes arrive the next day, which is fine. That's why I like those websites. What's the biggest mistake? Mistake might not be the word, but what's the biggest setback or mistake you make as a CEO?
There are so many.
Well, that's good, because you learn from each one.
You learn from all, and you realize, you know, a lot, there are always mistakes. You know, so one big thing that stands in the history of our company in particular is Shopswell itself was a pivot, and we started out as a company called Placewell with a different product, and we realized that that just wasn't working. And so we pivoted to Shopswell, and as an entrepreneur, I think the thing you're always fighting is time. So you have no regrets.
You can't buy any time.
You can't buy time.
It's the website that sells it.
And you could say, I wish we'd done that sooner, made that decision sooner.
Well, it brings up a good point, because how do you solve that? How do you do it sooner? You know what I mean? Is that experience?
It's a real challenge, because you never know. You don't really know the counterfactual. There's an opportunity cost to everything, and you don't know what would have been had you done something differently.
But you can't think about that.
You can't think about it.
You just have to gray hair.
You just have to go and go. And the one thing you have to know is time is always a limited, precious resource. Yeah. So you don't want to ever stall or delay.
By the way, I have gray hair and no hair, so I have the double thing. What social media do you use? How important is social media to you?
I'm kind of a fan of Twitter, because it ends up being a very rapid, easy way for me to digest a lot of information at once. I'm in and out of Facebook. It just sort of seems to be
sick dogs.
In a political season, Facebook is probably not a healthy place to be.
No, you got to delete your Facebook, yeah. Especially this year.
Yeah,
come back when the president.
Maybe it'll come back after the election.
Right. Yeah. But do you like Twitter? Because Twitter is actually everything.
It's an easy way for me to get the temperature on something, to get a zeitgeist. Let's say I'm evaluating a new tool for my business. I say, what's the thinking? What are the cool kids thinking about this tool? And you just pull it up, and in 30 seconds, you know, this is great, or it has some issues.
Well, you can also ask, too. I mean, it's a great free survey, you know.
Engage some conversations. Right. It's very quick and easy.
We're talking about your competition, how much there are. Do you study them at all? Do you see what they're doing right or wrong in your mind?
I love competition. I love having competitors. Always taking a sidelong glance at the competition and never staring at them.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien and G.K. Parrish-Philip, or as I call him, G.K. Parrish-Philip. How do you find and retain really good employees?
Boy, the best way is to let them come to you.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
I'll tell you a great hack that I have. So here's a hack. I have at times gone into universities, colleges, and offered to give guest lectures and teach the class about some piece of entrepreneurship or business or technology or something that's involved. And they're always excited to have that, because they'd like to engage with the careers of the students. Then you go to the professor later and you say, you know what, who's awesome?
Do you find that the millennial crowd is more interested in a startup, perhaps, as a regular business?
Definitely they're interested in a different lifestyle than the lifestyle of 40, 50 years ago.
Shopswell is the name of the company, shopswell.com. An app is coming soon, right?
That's right.
GK, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This has been Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. We'll see you next time.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
BizTalk Radio.